So I had a long conversation with her because there is no FDA-approved treatment for the treatment of ET. And in younger patients, we always kind of debate, well, what's the right thing to do? And we discuss the main two treatment options that are available. One is hydroxyurea, as well as interferon. There's another option called anagrelide. And I usually put that third on the list because in randomized controlled trials, two of them, anagrelide wasn't any better in one study than hydroxyurea, and in the other study, it was actually inferior. So clearly hydroxyurea as compared to anagrelide is the way to go, but there's still minimal head-to-head data of hydroxyurea versus pegylated interferon. And of course, there's a lot of excitement about pegylated interferon given its potential effects on allele burden and perhaps disease modification. So I always like to inform patients about that and help them make the best decision possible when picking a treatment. This particular lady, she wasn't very excited about giving herself shots every week and the potential side effects of the interferon, namely the flu-like symptoms and possible depression. And so she ultimately decided to go on hydroxyurea. And we've put her on a very small dose. She's on 500 milligrams a day of hydroxyurea. It's brought her platelet count down nicely, and she hasn't had any other thrombotic events since.
What's the target platelet level in this situation?
That's the magic question, the million-dollar question there. So clearly for PV, we have a number. The hematocrit needs to be 45% or less than 45%. For platelet counts in ET, there is no magic number. There's no, you got to get them under 60, you got to get them under 400, you got to get it under 800. There's no magic number. If you're treating someone with cytoreductive therapy, probably you want to get it less than 800. I think most people will agree with that. Getting it down to normal may not be completely necessary. So in between that range, between the 400 to 800 range, I kind of take it on a case-by-case basis. In some patients, I think controlling it down to 600 is adequate. Some patients, like this lady who had a pretty extensive clot history, I'm very aggressive about lowering the platelet counts if I can. As long as we're not bottoming out her red cell counts or her white cell counts, I'll try to get the platelet count into the normal range.